Oh man, yeah. Have we
discovered anything on this? Do we need to find some truth? We were about to find some truth on the last podcast.
What were we talking about?
Do you believe in God?
Oh wow,
Yeah. And
serious.
here ends the podcast. Should we end it now?
All right, sure.
Or do you want to keep going?
Let's go for 10 minutes. Why not? Give
Okay.
the people what they want, which is more.
Have
You know?
you noticed how many of these have been downloaded?
A thousand. I think we're in the tens of thousands.
Are you kidding me?
I am. Actually, okay. To catch you up, another thing that happened is I went down to San Diego.
Oh, cool.
To visit some people we know down there, and I had a little listener party.
Impromptu.
So I got some positive feedback.
Okay.
People were listening. We had a whole discussion about, I think some feedback from last time is that, like, we remember we had that discussion about that team, the little girls basketball team.
Oh, yeah.
It was very controversial.
Oh, okay.
Some people were, like, on your side. Some people were on my side. I was saying, you know, it's, like, ridiculous that this guy's breaking the rules, whatever. But we had a little.
No, but they weren't breaking the rules. That was the thing.
We could go into that again. But the point is, they were all saying that was totally right.
I've been shouted down by the uneducated masses.
No, but it was fun. It was like we had a little listener party. We talked about the podcast. It seems like things are going well.
Okay.
So yeah, like people were enjoying it, and it was fun. You know,
we should
so,
probably edit out this portion of the podcast where we're talking about the podcast.
It's like a meta podcast, I think. Is that the word?
It's far too self-referential. This is pod narcissism. Right.
Remember
here.
That time I podcasted?
Let's talk about other podcasts.
So, anything, like, what are you looking forward to now that you're back?
Oh, okay. So, yeah, well, this is probably material enough for a whole other podcast, but I'll try and condense it here. Crossroads.
Crossroads.
Yeah, here I am again. Unemployed. It's nice I come back, you know. That's one of the good things about the sort of jobs I get. All my expenses are covered for a while I'm there. So, I come back and it's like, oh, I have a few thousand dollars of just sort of, like, cushion.
I mean, that's like more than people save in 3 weeks or 5 weeks, right? Like, I mean, saving $2,000 or whatever, how many thousands of dollars you saved over 5 weeks, that's huge.
So I feel pretty good about that. But I do need to find some sort of employment. So I'm looking at, you know, but I don't know. When I came back from South America last time, sort of in the same shoes, I was really, like, motivated to find something. Not the same literal shoes. These are new.
Oh, wow.
But I broke them in up in Idaho. But I was in the same shoes in terms of, like, you know, trying to find work and that sort of thing and finding a career, basically. But now I'm sort of like, I never have luck finding work in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
I seem to find work elsewhere pretty easily.
Right.
But work in the Bay Area is kind of hard to come by. And I don't, you know, and one of my students was like, hey, well, do you, like, what about, like, finding work at, like, a coffee shop or something like that? And it's like, well, I can find more interesting things to do.
That's like a high schooler telling you that, right?
Right, yeah. And it's like, on the one hand, you know, I didn't want to be a snob. You know, I'm not above working at a coffee shop. I'm not above working with my hands and stuff like that. I do that. But I find that sort of stuff that, you know, like going working on trails, I find that a lot more rewarding to me than something that would, you know, pay. So I'm not complaining that I can't find a job. I'm not complaining. Just the fact is that I have trouble finding jobs that I want in this area.
Well, and it's funny that you say in this area because, like, it's not like there's some other place that is better, like Seattle or like Phoenix or LA. It's like you go to South America. You're talking about other places, like other, like, continents.
Yes.
Or like the wilderness of Idaho. These are the places that you're looking at. Because, like, you know, I'm like, wait a minute. Are you, like, just in the San Francisco Bay Area? You can't find, like, wait a minute. You're going to South America.
You know, I'm a native. You know, I was born and raised here. I like it. I like it plenty. And that's why I am here. And I have sort of this as home base. And you know, I'm sure I will find some sort of job to hold me over until the next thing comes along. But I've also, you know, I'm sort of like, well, do I want to go back to school? Do I want to pick a particular career path, you know, or do I want to do something more on the creative end. And so I'm, you know, I'm at this crossroads and sort of looking down various paths and saying, you know, what's it look like down there? And that's where I'm at. You know, signed up for the LSAT. Boo.
LSAT.
Yeah. Law. Lawyers are bad.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, oh, is your fiance's? Oh my God. But yeah, signed up for that test, looking at, graduate programs, looking at, you know, community college also. So I'm looking all across the spectrum there.
You could probably, I mean, I guess you have a master's degree, right? You could even teach, I mean, at a community college or something like that.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure
they're
not.
I could.
This is probably not a lucrative hiring environment.
Period. Yeah, I don't think they're hiring.
I mean, you actually,
especially because they're probably supported by the federal and state governments,
which are both, in our cases, California and, oh my God, the whole budget thing is another story altogether.
Yeah.
But
anywho,
yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's a good cap to the first return.
Yeah, when we come back next time, I'll have made a life decision.
Wow. Wow,
stay tuned.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, well, you know, you heard it here first.
Yeah, well, maybe, you know, if you guys feel like, if you're out there, all 10,000 of you, send in some topics that you'd like us to cover.
There you go. Do we have an email address?
No, but we could open one up.
Let's do irregularsearchfortruth@gmail.com.
All right, if that's not taken, then it's ours.
It's not, should it have the in front of it?
Irregular search for truth. The what do you think?
That's a lot of words already.
A regular search for truth. I like it.
Irregular search for truth at gmail.com.
And if it's not that, I will put it on the webpage and link to something else. But I'm sure it's not taken.
All right.
Cool. All right.
If anyone writes us, I'll be so surprised.
They will. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, we're getting like tens of thousands of listeners.
Great. All you people out there in podcast land.
They're blowing up my cell phone. It's crazy, dude.
Bless you all.
Until next time, thank you.
This has been the Irregular Search for Truth.